two phrases which are found next to one another in the Masechta Avodah Zarah, and are quoted on our Gemara by the Balamor and other Rishonim, and they both start with the word Tamo. But there are two cases, which is Tamo Umamosho and Tamo Velomamosho. So you may remember, you may still have a chart which I gave out about the Tamo Umamosho and Tamo Velomamosho. Let's review what the Gemara says. It says Tamo Velomamosho Osur Ve'ein Lokanolov. Tamo Umamosho is Osur Ve'lokanolov. And what does that mean, Tamo Umamosho, says the Gemara? Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. So, which is Tamo Umamosho and Tamo Velomamosho. So you may remember, you may still have a chart which I gave out about the Tamo Umamosho and Tamo Velomamosho. Let's review what the Gemara says. It says Tamo Velomamosho Osur Ve'ein Lokanolov. Tamo Umamosho is Osur Ve'lokanolov. And what does that mean, Tamo Umamosho, says the Gemara? Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. So there are a number of different interpretations of the various phrases. Let's start with one and go to another. And of course, as a result of these shittas, we have different shittas as far as Tam Ki Iker is concerned. So the Tam of Aloma Moshe Osir Vein Lokan Alov is immediately a question. What do you mean Osir Vein Lokan? Ever says the Gemara anywhere, Osir Vein Lokan is an obvious question to ask. What is it, Josh? Is it Osir B'Daraisa, Osir B'Darabon? Always and ever you have a cloud, all you're learning. When it says Osir V'Ein Lokan, you want to know what does that mean? Osir B'Daraisa, but for some reason we know we don't have to go analyze Ein Lokan, or the Osir B'Darabon, and we understand very well Ein Lokan. So here too, it's a matter of dispute. Why Ein Lokan? So Rashi, as a matter of fact, says, oh, this is one of the Gemaras that proves the point that we pass in a time keep the Lab B'Daraisa. You know Rashi's very powerful, strong definition of Tam Kikar. Hepta Nepach Lias Isak Yeloka Kazais and Atarudis. That's all very well and good. This is Al Gemara Rabbi Yochanan says, Tam of Aloma Moshe Esra Ve'en Lokin indicates that we don't pass from Tam Kikar. That we pass from Tam Kikar is only also Midirabonon. It's irrelevant whether it's Kazais Ve'echilas Pras, not Ve'echilas Pras. Doesn't matter. So what the Horashi do with the Gemara the Sefer? Tamo Mamasho Osir V'Lokan. How do you explain that one? It says Rashi Nikar Isur. Nikar Isur. You can actually see it. So you can see the Isur, of course. It's Osir V'Lokan. That's obvious. This is Rashi's opinion. The Rambam, we're going down the chart. If you have a chart, you can pull it out. The Rambam says that once again, Tama v'lom ha-masha osur ve'lokan alav means osur midirabbana. Why osur midirabbana? Why osur midirabbana? So the answer is that the Rambam holds that in this, under these circumstances, you don't apply the principle of Tam Ki'ikar. Under these circumstances. And so much so that the Kesef Mishnah said, yeah, the Rambam is like Rashi. If you recall, Rambam's like Rashi, that's what Vayner Rashi. Not true, everyone jumps on the Kesef Mishnah. That's not correct. Because if you look at the second part, Tamo Mamosha Osir V'Lokan, the Rambam learns from Shat, no, it's not Nikar Isir. You look on a Kazayis Min HaIsir. What? What is Tam Kikar? Tam Kikar is two things. That's what the chart says. Tam Kikar is with the Rabbanon, when there's no Kazayis Min HaIsir Pras. Why? Because if you remember, we had a whole discussion with the Stipler and others. And you call the Chatzishia also in a Torah, Rabbi Osai. That's only Chatzishia be'en, but not Chatzishia be'taruvis. If you mix it up, it's only Chatzishia also in a Torah. It's only also in the Rabbana. But if you have a Kazayis, Bechtei Achilas Pras, then you look on a Kazayis min ha'isr. What does it achieve in Tam Kikar D'Oraisa? It prevents Bitnul ha'isr. So if you will eat in the normal course of events, and just eat, then eat, then eat, then eat, then eat, then eat, and they have a kazayis, v'na iser, so you would get malchus. This is the Rambam Shita. So it's true, he holds partially like Rashi, that if you don't have kazayis, v'na achilas pras, don't have some of the Rabbanon. Because chak shibat harubas is mutta b'na min ha-torah. But if you have a kazayis, v'na achilas pras, he definitely argues in Rashi. There Rashi would hold the Rabbanon, Rambam holds the Zoraisa. Because the mitzvah oversimplified by a long shot. That's what the others ask, what is he talking about? Now Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen, who we discussed already yesterday in Shia toward the end, who says as follows. Because of Chati Shir. What do you mean Chati Shir? He holds that Chati Shir is Osir not only Be'en, but even what? B'Tarovis. That's a sort of a side point over here, but that's exactly critical. Chati Shir is Osir B'Tarovis. And if you'll eat quick, you'll eat very fast, you will. The passions you will get malchus. That's what it says in this chart anyway, though you can dispute that perhaps. But in the sefer, if you have tamo mamosha kazayis v'lechilas pras, you'll look on a kazayis mina tarubis. Why? Because the Rebbeinu Chaim Cohen has two dinim d'oraisa that we discussed yesterday in the Shia. Two d'oraisa d'ka dinim. One, tam kikim d'oraisa without a kazayis v'lechilas pras, that there's no bitul iser, and therefore it's chati shiosu mina Torah. And number two, Chatzishim and the Raisa with the Chatzas with Achilles Pras, and Het the Nepach Lisa. We ask, how can there be two Dinim the Raisa? So we explain at the end of the Shia with Ma Yisov. Tam, the Iker, Mamash. The Tam is exactly the same as the Iker. If the Iker is pronounced with Chatzas with Achilles Pras, and the Tam has exactly that same status, you would get Malchus. And the Chatzas with Atarubas, because the entire Atarubas is Nepach to be that which the original Iker was. But if the original Ika was diffused, it was very spread out very thin, so then it's the equivalent of a Chatzishir in Toto, with the Gemara, it's in the Chulun Tzadikas, Chatzishir in Toto, which is mixed up 20 times its volume, so then we say there's no Malchus. Why is it over there, the Nebuch Leos Yisr, it's a Kasha, the answer is what? Sure, the Nebuch Leos Yisr. It's Nebuch to be the Chatzishir. Too, if it's diffused, It's considered to be a Chatzis Shir. But if it's what? If it's considered to be, if it's very intense, it's very dense, it's because as a Chilz Pras, and the entire Tarumas is Nebuch Lias, it's the Rabbeinu Shid, it's the Rabbeinu Chaim. That's number three. Okay. Number four is really, it's really like the Rambam, not much like the Rambam, except that it argues on one nakuda. The Rambam had a chiddush that Chatzis Shir is not osim in a Torah b'tarubis. This fourth chapter, which is attributed to the Rashba, and Odei Shlomo and Tosfos in Masechta Chulin that we saw, agrees with the Rambam completely, except it argues on that one point, and says that Chatzis Shir b'tarubis is osim in a Torah. So what comes out? That you have because Chatzis Shir Osim in a Torah b'Tarubis. And if it's Kazayis b'Chvei Achilas Pras, you look on a Kazayis mina Iser, because it's not Bottle. It's exactly the same as Rambam, with that one exception. Fine. The only one, the difference is, it's Chatzis Shir Osim in a Torah b'Tarubis. If it's Osim in a Torah b'Tarubis, so then if you have let's say one part Isser and 20 parts Heter, and you eat whatever you eat, you're over Midarais, you got a shtickle Isser in there. Tama below Masha, also Midarais, I mean, look at all. Was the Rambam said, also Midarabana? Was the other Chaki Shir Midarabana? It's not also Midarabana? Then you have Rabbeinu Tam was the biggest machmer in history in this matter. He held the halacha that, like Rashi said, Shalom halacha. Namely, that Tam Kikamida Het the Nepach Liyas Isser. He's stuck with this Gemara. So why is Tam of Alama Masha Osir Vein Lokan Olam? If Tuol Rabbi Yochum is usually Kilchasa. So Rabbi Tam comes with this wild idea. The Gemara is referring to a case of Min Bimino Gar. Min Bimino. So it's Min Bimino. And he said it's Nikar Isser. So then, if it's Min Bimino, there's no Tam Kikar, obviously. So Tam Kikar is irrelevant to this whole discussion in the Gemara. So it's Pashat. If you have Kazayis V'Achilas Pras, you're eating it, you can see it, so you ate enough within the right time, so you get Malchus. And if you, it's diffused too thinly, too widely, so you don't eat so much, then the male you understand very well that it's going to be only Osir Mishim Chatzis Shir. says Asa Midaraisa Vein Malkan Halach. I mean, the Talmud tries the simplest of all. The only thing is it's based on a radical reinterpretation of the expression Tamo. Tamo means there's no Tam. It's min b'mio, there is no Tam. So what are you calling it Tamo for? Well, it's equivalent. Had it been min b'sheno mino, it would have been Tam. Would have been Tam. That's what the Rebbe Tam seems to be saying pshat over here. It's really min b'mino. There's no time at all. There is no time. Then we say, if it's desires bechilas pras and it's nikra iser. So then we say, look, he ate treif. He ate treif, and he ate it fast enough. So of course lo kanalof. Whereas if it's time of a loma mashal, so then. If there's no kazayis bechetilas pras, then there cannot possibly be any malchus because there's no way. There's no way it could possibly be malchus. He didn't eat enough, and therefore the us. What would be the raisa of the rabbanon? Probably would depend if it's nikar iser or not. Nikar iser would be presumably the raisa. If it's low nikar iser, maybe it'd be the rabbanon. Maybe. Fine. Then we have Rabbi Osai and Shita Saran. The Ran learned that the word Tamo below Mamosho means that the entire Mamosho Sa'isa was removed. There's nothing left to the Issa. All that's left is the residual taste. That's it, nothing else is left. That's called literally Tamo below Mamosho. So what's the din? As it is, Tamo below Mamosho, the Ran. Paskins, Tam Kikas, the Rabbanon, and therefore all that left is Tam, and it's also mid Rabbanon. What does Tam Uba Moshe mean? It was not removed. Pashut. Loma Moshe means it was removed, and Moshe means it was not removed. It was not removed. It's because I expect that Achilles cracks. So then, if I did it, it would be Lokanolov. Why? Because when the Ran says Tam Kik is not the Raisa, he means that the Tam itself is not the Raisa. But the Tam is the Raisa to prevent Bittul Isser. So over here where you have enough Isser that it should be a Kazayas of the Pras, and it's Tam, so that it shouldn't be Bittul. So you put two and two together, what do you end? What do you have? At the end you have that in fact you are Lokanolov. Because after all you have a Kazayas of Tarfas, Bittul Pras. It's not Bittul because you can taste it. And therefore, in fact, you're located on a Kazayas Vina Yisr. Bosh, it's not both. Then we had the last two Perushim, which are here printed in the back of the, right over here in the back. The Balamor and the Raivit. The Balamor learned that Tamo Velo Mamosho Osur Ve'ein Lokin. What does that mean? Simple. It's an Yisr Doraisa. Tam Kiike is Doraisa. However, since Tam Kiike was only derived from a drosha, let's say from Mishras, as the Balamor said, or as his partner, the Rimi Olins, said, it was more or less in the same way. It's derived from a different pasuk. It's derived from, well, the Hadvili Surah Kama. You have a situation where the Torah permits something and asks something. Yule Midyan, it's derived, the kids have not an explicit derivation. Let's say the Feirish. Don't. So then there's no malchus. Called the Balamor, they don't shemin adin. Because you can't, although it's Kavachomer from Nazir, the Gemara is over here. So, Kavachomer from Nazir. You don't do malchus with Kavachomer. According to the Rabbi Rimi Orleans, it's again, it's not the first, because it's only derived from Yule Nach. Therefore, there's no malchus. Asa b'daraisa, not asa b'daraisa. But there's no malchus. So how do you explain Tam of Mamosha asa b'lokanolof? How's it possible? You say Tam Kiker. Tam Kiker is a brand of Israel which has no malchus. So why in the world should there be malchus in the Balamor? It's Nikaris. Nikaris? Tam of Mamosha, you can see it. So if you can see it, Avada, you get malchus. That's how the Balamor looks. The Ravid says no. The Raivin learns, yes, the Balamor is correct. That Tam Ki Ikar achieves a brand new Issa Mishnah Malchus, yes, Mishras. And on Shimon Adin, that's correct. And here I made a, those who have the chart, I made an amendation to the chart. Put an X instead of a line over here by the Rabbi Raivin. No, because that's Mechilas Pras. But Tam O Mamosha Osir Veloka means, it's Takah not Nika, Nika is a tremendous Kiddush. It means it's not Nika. And Yeloka and the Kazayis Min HaYisur. Because after all, what does Tam Ki Ikar achieve? It achieves two things. That's the problem here, why two things. One, that Tam Ki Ikar creates a brand new Yisur, which is not a Bar Malchus, because it's only a Drasha. And number two, Tam Ki Ikar can also achieve the Yeloka and a Kazayis Min HaYisur. That this Yisur is not Bottle Baro. If you can taste it, it's considered Nikar, it's not Bottle Baro. To the two separate dinner, we had a bit of a problem. How do you draw up two dinner from the same puzzle? Same thing that Reb Chaim Cohen. So Reb Chaim Cohen, we answered already yesterday. So he has to say, according to the Raivin, they're two separate dinner, apparently one of them is a Svara. But the fact that you don't say Bittul because it's Nikar, I guess that's a Svara. And the brand new din derived from Mishras is, and there's a whole new din called Tam Ki Ikar. Tam Ki Ikar, even Kazayas Min Issur is a problem. Excuse me. Even Kazayas Min Tarubis is a problem. But it's a problem which there's no Malchus for. Why? Because they don't Shemin Adin. Adkan. This is a review of the chart. Here's a review of the chart. And by the way, for those who have the chart, the last Shtikl Torah was at the end of Shia yesterday is printed in this little chart on the Os Aleph. Tam Ki Ikar Mamash, and I explained the Chazon Ish's Kasha, and Rebbeinu Tam, and Ramban, and Rebbeinu Chaim, and the Rishach. I just have the three lines, I guess I put this in. Okay, this is a review of the chart. We now have all the sheetahs down about Tam Ki Ikar also. Yes? The Raivin is Poshet. He agrees with the Balamor. A Tam Ki Ikar creates a brand new Issa, the Raivin with no Malchus, Mishras, and on Shemin Adin. But he adds something. Aside from that, Tam Ki Ikar also achieves something else. If you have Kazayas Mechtei Achilas Pras, it's not Bottle. And if it's not Bottle, you'll look at a Kazayas Mechtei Isur. That's a different idea. So both of those didn't apply. I remember when we went to this class and we started adding up all the various sheetahs together. I forgot how it came out. There was six shot over here, and five shot over here, and eight sheetahs for Tam Ki Ikar. I'm going to go over that again. I wanted to go over what the phrase would mean, and we already went over what Tam Ki Ikar means according to all these various opinions. Right? How many there are, to figure out six, five, eight, as the case may be. Okay, I'm also in the brief Chazar, this very important piece of Gemara, which appears in the Zohar, it's only in the Balamor in the back. We went through eight Shatim, if I recall correctly, if I have the numbers right, with eight different sheetahs of Tam Ki Ikar also, although many of the sheetahs overlap in their interpretations of one or the other halves of the Gemara. Yes, ma'am? Yes? Okay, let's figure it out. Oh, according to Rashi, Tam of Alam Moshe was Tam Ki Ikar. Right? According to the Rambam, probably Tam of Uma Moshe was Tam Ki Ikar. Right, this is a good point. Correct. According to the Tam Dida, that was Tam Ki Ikar. So it's the third possibility. Yeah, you're right. Which did it A, B, or neither? Okay? Or both. According to the, I don't know, whatever. You can make statistical analysis, but let's stop. Okay. Rabosa, we haven't discussed now what's the status of Bal Yiroa by Taruvus Thomas. Be'elu, remember what part we're learning here. Be'elu Rosh Pesach. And we already discussed yesterday, is it Bal Yiroa by Chometz Nuksha or not? Right? And I want to know, is there Bal Yiroa and Taruvus Thomas or not? Well, the Chorah. Let's exactly go back to the same dispute between Rashi and Tosfos. What does the word Eilu Ovrin mean? Just translate the words. What do the words mean? Eilu Ovrin. Right, what do the words mean? So, Tosfos quotes in our folks Rashi in the top. Well, the Ovrin means Ovrin to the Bal Yiroa, which is Rashi Shita. And Rabbeinu Tam says, no, get it off the table. That's where it all got started. Remember this whole queue of the Alma got started over here because we asked the Kasha. I put this on Kasha on my own. I said, what's going on in this world? Rabbeinu Tam is the one who learns Heter Nepach Lios Yisr. So how in heaven's name could Rabbeinu Tam himself of all people be the one to say to the Kutach HaBavli, which is the Chora Heter Nepach Lios Yisr case, no, there's no Bali Ra, how's that possible? Told there's a Shtik Yisr. That's why I was looking and trying such an obvious question. And I finally found, I looked at the Sefer Dvar Shmuel, calls the Alter Rebbe, and it goes back to the Pri Chodosh, that is Kiyu of the Alma. That's why there's no, that's why Rabbeinu Tam's operating principle of Tam Kiyu would not apply in this case. Now, so here we have the question. So you have a case of Karuvah's comments. Is there Bal Yiroah or is there no Bal Yiroah? Says the Vilna Gaon like this. Yes, it's true. But according to the Rambam, you only get Malkus for eating Karuvah's comments if it has Kazayas Befeh Achilas Pras. That was yesterday's Shia. Barichus Gedol. However, you only get the Rambam's Befeh, you only get Malkus for Karuvah's comments if it has Kazayas Befeh Achilas Pras. We spoke about it at great length yesterday. Seven different shots in the Rambam. But that's as far as Achila is concerned. As far as Bal Yiroah, Bal Yimotzeh is concerned, so is Yiroah. If you're a Rambam, there's a Bal Yiroah, even if there's no Kezayis, Bichtei Achila's Pras. Why? Why? So here we have mentioned already from the Stifel and others that the Cheftzah is not bottled. If you lack Kazayas Bechtei Achilas Pras, the only reason why you don't get Malkus is you can't eat fast enough. Maisak Gavra is going to be missing something. But the Chepta is not Bottle. And if the Chepta is not Bottle, the Chepta is unaffected. Therefore, there's Bibi Bayroh, Bayimotze, on the Kazayas, here is blessed to Kazayas Bechtei Achilas Pras. And the Kesef Mishnah says that way, Pshat and the Rambam. Yeah. For the same exact reason, says the Vilna Gaon, Chometz Nukshe, the Fiyar Rambam. We already pointed out, the Rambam holds the Chometz Nukshe, there's no, he never mentions it. He doesn't mention it beferish. Why? So we said, well look, it's like anything else. It's Ein Aroah L'Achil, it's a kind of a Shalok Kederach Achilosa, and then there'll be no reason to arise, so there's no need to mention it. It's omitted by the Rambam, and some wonder why do you omit it? Yeah, why not omit it? Because this ain't a royal achila, and it's what we call shalokederach, and as a result of this being shalokederach, of course, no malchus, no demesh, same as all other Yisrael Torah. But it's implicit in the Rambam's Fiyagra anyway that there would be a violation of Bal Yiroah or Bal Yimotzeh for the same exact reason, exactly the same reason. It's not a chesaron in the what chefta, but this is considered in the sense shalokederach achila, so it's a chesaron in the ma'is achila. In Taruvah's Chometz, without Kazayas Achilas Pras, what's the concern of the Ma'is Achila? No! You can't eat the Chometz fast enough. When it comes to Chometz Nukshe, we're saying Pshat now, it's considered a Shalok and Erech Achila, so that's the concern of the Ma'is Achila. But in both cases, there's no concern of the Chepza, so it'd be a violation of Bayirah, Bayimah, say. So the Kitz and Nimrats, according to the Rol of Yerambam, both Nukshe and Taruvah's have Bayirah, Bayimah, say. Even though there's no Isur, no Raisa, by Nuksha or by Durvis without Achilas Pras. Why? It's a chesaron of the Ma'is Achila. But the Cheft itself is considered a Cheft of Shochametz, and therefore a violation of Rabbi Mati would apply. Yes?
What case is there is a chesaron of the
Cheft? Yeah.
It's not pure
Chametz,
it's a Ruvus.
There is a chesaron.
It's called Chametz. Well, hold on a minute. If you have a Kazayas Achilas Pras, you do get Malchus. Some say, so the fact that the Akharuvah's comment applies when you have Kazayas Bechei Achilas Pras, you would get Malchus. If you have no Kazayas Bechei Achilas Pras, so we're saying that a pshat is, it's simply you can't eat fast enough. You're a stiper, said pshat. I'm going to stiper the whole piece. If you recall, we had a whole Arichas Dvarim in the stiper, where he starts to argue a little with the Chazon Ish. He says that if in a normal fashion you couldn't eat Kazayas Bechilas Pras, so then it's a chesaron in what we call the the Maisa Achila, true, we already mentioned before, according to the Rambam, Chati Shia B'Taruvis is not awesome in the Torah. But it's not a bit of Bishlam, that's what the Rambam disciples said as Mark, Simul Lamed Hey. It's Taka, it would be no Malchus, but it's not a bit of Bishlam. Even if it's always in the right, it's not going to be a bit of Bishlam. The Chassar and the Maisa Achila, you can't eat it fast enough. So Chati Shia B'Taruvis is considered only Chassar and the Maisa Achila, and therefore, there would be no, there would be a violation of Bayro Bayamot. Okay? This is Shita Sagra, and fits in well with the Bira of the Achilles Yad.
Wait.
Yeah, listen.
So, you look at the cleanliness of the cross.
Yeah.
Really, there is
a Kazayas
in there, that's the best way to
do it. Well, there is a Kazayas in there. We haven't gone through yet. We'll discuss later what's the difference of Chatashir and Bayro. We'll come to that. We'll assume now there is a Kazayas.
That's
why
you
can have Bayerubayu.
Right.
By Achilles,
it's
the name. By the way, when you speak about Bayerubayu, it's called the Rambam, you can even get Malchus for it. How? According to the Rambam, remember we discussed that? Rambam, the reason why we discussed it many times. The reason why there's no Bayerubayu, Malchus, according to the Rambam, no Malchus on it is why? It's a lav she'ein bomaisa. If you actually go out and buy it, then there would be Bayerubayu. As opposed to Tosus, it's called a lav awata nitter. Last day, which we're going to come to
another time.
That's right, that's how fast they eat.
And everyone will be tied by Bayer or Bayer.
That's correct. Adka. This is Shita Sagra here around the beautiful. Okay. With this, Rabosa, we conclude what you might call the first half of the Chazara, which is our discussions on the first Shtikal of Gemara. Let's go. Let's see what we just chazed here. We chazed two blocks Gemara. Now the first half is we expand over two blocks. Let's look inside the Gemara a little bit and see what we chazed inside in the Gemara proper. What did we chazed over here so far? We had a Mishnah. Now let's look inside a little. Let's see what we chazed. We had a Mishnah. Hello, from the pen with a very important first tosis. What does it mean? Does it mean open? When Ashul Chana open the Vayor Vayimotze. We had two categories in the Mishnah. First we had Taruvus Chometz and we had Chometz Nukshe. We have a Beleza Shita, and if you eat it, it's Vaz Horav, and then it's Mishim Kares. And remember, this whole discussion as far as the eating is concerned, the Grosset, as far as Bayi Ra is concerned, everyone would agree. And we pick up the Gemara and Gimel Amal Aleph, Man Tana, the Chometz Dogen Gomer, the Taruvus Benukshe Meir of the Lav, we mean the Lav of Achila. Lav of Bayi Ra is the Grosset, the Choladeis. So the Gemara goes and says, it goes to Rabbi Meir. The Meir says, "Seer you serve." It's found in the Mishnah of Mem Chesed Beis, which we'll discuss by Arichus. That Mishnah of Mem Chesed Beis, which discusses what seer is and what status seer has. Remember, it goes together. In two days, the Machlokas, what seer is, the Machlokas of Hanoim, and the Machlokas, what status seer does have, which we discussed at length yesterday. We have it also. And the Gemara has over here the whole discussion what happens with Taruv is coming. According to the Gemara over here, Chachamim say, "Alei Ruva b'Velo Klum." The last few narrow lines of Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. It's all part of the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Terev Eschametz, you do get Malchus." I'm not going to go against the Rabbanan. So many posts say, "Well, the Gemara is against the Pirush of Mishnayos." So the way out is to say, "Rambam backed out." At the Gemara, at the beginning, thought that according to the Rabbanan, Eruv is below Klum. Even if what, it has a Kazayis Bichle Achilas Pras. But the Maschana said, Gemara is not that way. You have a Kazayas, the Achilas Pras, even the Rabbanan agree you get Malchus. You have a Pras like the Rabbanan. That's what the Mekevah submission, the Vilagon and others suggest. Fine. Now we turn to Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Okay, I'm just going over the inside. You can see what we chazed. Mem Gimel Amud Beis, discussion of a few other things we didn't go over this time, about women, Chayav and Ratzah, Chayav and Chometz. And then the Ba'an, the Gemara discussed, had them in Star of the Yisrael, they the test of Mishnah. May I correct it? Because the Mishnah's second shot according to whom? According to Rabbanan, not according to Rabbanan. I made a slight error yesterday in my presentation. Okay. Now, so you have this concept called Kazayas Mechdei Achilas Pras. And Rabbanan is Pras in the Gemara. And Rabbanan agree to that concept. Not only Rabbanan. Rabbanan agree. And here, Mevdalim and Beis, the Gemara introduced a new phrase called Tam Kiko, the top line. Litin Tam Kiko. Litin Tam Kiikar. And the Gemara discussed at some length what the source for Tam Kiikar is. Do we pass the Tam Kiikar the Raisin? Rasim Nazir, Mishras. In the famous Rashi, Mipasim Yayin Chayim, Rashi says that if the Pashat Yayin B'chala Pas, that Tam Kigav is Avalei Pas Gufei Yisr. That's the famous Rashi, had the Netanel Yisr. I say, let's try the Tam Kigav. And the Mehemet Aleph is again the Sugya of Hetzel. Remember we had that Mishnah over there. Mem Chesed Beis Bana Mishnah. Fear you sorry for your ochlo potter. Remember that. The Torah paskins that the seer is not you sorry. How can it be against another? Be completely forgotten. Remember we had that Mishnah over there. Mem Chesed Beis Bana Mishnah. Seer you sorry for your ochlo potter. Remember that. The Torah paskins that the seer is not yisor. How can it be against enough in the Mishnah? We gave three terutzim. Chazanish with the Nogel Avraham and then our terutz with the Bekor Chayim. Siduk yisor for ochlo chayim koris. What seer kind of hagavim? What seer should have been stuck in the bazaar? We did Rav Yehuda. The Chachamim Omrim, Zeh Vezeh, Ha'ochlo Chayev Koretz. V'yezu Seir, Kol Shechziv Apolav Kilosham Dusar Osav. And the Gemara goes back and forth, Rav Meir and the Chachamim, etc. That's a Gemara that's important to know, because it came up a few times in our discussion. Fine. Now we start a new Inyan. A new Mishnah. A new beginning. Votzeg Shebesitke Areva. In Yesh Kazayev, Remokav Echot Chayev Levayev. V'imlav bottled the miyuta in atoma in makbedol of koltz in mechavokah bekimo areu karei. Rav Yehuda mashmul lo shana ala b'makos she'ein asuyin lechazek. A big machlokes what the word lechazek means. According to Rashi, lechazek really means al tikra lechazek ela lahachzik. Lahachzik means to hold in water. Al b'makom she'asuyin lechazek, where it holds in the water. Ain't no chayim levayim. All right, because since you need a reinforcement of the kneading trough or bowl at that point, you want whatever don't get stuck in there to remain there. Help reinforce the pot, reinforce the bowl. It was higher up, no reinforcement necessary. You don't have to catch the water. So you want to pull it out. You want to pull it out. It's not supposed to lead to the bowl. Well, we showed him argue on Rashi and say no. Don't say lechazik means lechazik. Lechazik means lechazik. Lechazik is what? Lechazik es ha'areva. Strengthen the bowl. I mean, it's a similar bottom line, but you'll see the differences, nuance. According to Rashi, it's the chazek to hold in the water. According to other Rishonim, it's the chazek, means the strength in the bowl. So far, so good. Now there are two Rishonim over here. It's kind of going very slow, it's very basic stuff. The two Rishonim. Sean, I have to do something. The two Rishonim in the Gemara. The first lashon is lashon kal, and the second lashon is a lashon chomer, as the Gemara puts it. Kilsha and chamirta, right? What are the two lashonos? Let's go over them one by one. What's the first lashon? Says the Gemara. Again, lashon of Malkam Shein Asuyon Lachazek. Of Malkam Shein Asuyon Lachazek, I know Chayav Levar. Michlal, the Pogos Mikazayis. The Mishnah is about Kazayis, right? Kazayis is Chayav Levar. Pogos Mikazayis, Afila B'Malkam Shein Asuyon Lachazek, Ein No Chayav Levar. Bingo. First lashon holds that if it's less than Kazayis, forget about it. Iga the Master La Sefer. V'im lav, bottle the miyuto. Om abiyuda mara, om ashmur lo shalom, if you're welcome, I'll also the chazak. Om the mokma shayin, also the chazak, a chayv levar, if michlal, the kazayis, I feel the mokma, also the chazak, a chayv levar, fakert, kazayis, you're always chayv levar, and there are even times when you're chayv levar less than a kazayis. Hanikulish the kama, hanikulish the basra, okay, very good, turn on the bakes, it's kind of the price like each of the two lashons. So what do? Says the Gemara, Sami kilta mikami chamirta. Fifth line. Forget about the Mo'isa Ka, his shita, the first one, which is Ka, and passing like the second shita. So Gemara says, what do you mean? It's a machlokas atanoim. And the Gemara introduces Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who says, by Patsh Ipsha, we're going to come back to Patsh Ipsha much later. Come back to Patsh Ipsha later. It's a... Not yet, not up to that yet. Let's read it. Pasha Ipsha Chayav Levan Isharuya Lashofka Lachamea Bakami Isis Acheris. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Medra Amurim Mukuyamis Lachila Abel Kupa Sahara Shichtel Yeshiva Betela. Come back to that later also. Says the Gemara for our purposes. Midam Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Mid Batla Mid Kladotana Kamasava Lo Batla Alma Kosava Kol Kazayis Hafa Gav the Mevatel. Low bottle. So what do you see? Kazayis is never bottle. Never bottle. Never. Even if it's Kupa Sar Shift to the Sheep, it's still not bottle. Is there an exception? The Moshe Fulan said yes. What's the exception? Im Toch Ponea Betit. The tailor. Okay, which we'll come to, we'll have to analyze that also. But in the interim, so the Gemara has a great, has a machlokas atanoim. Gemara says, what do you mean? Tiratta pachos mikazayas, kazayas, tiratta kazayas pachos mikazayas mi tiratta, elaha vaha rab shim ben alaza, velo kasha, ha b'makam lisha, ha shalom b'makam lisha. End of the sugi. Well, that's how the sugi goes. As later on, Shnei Chatzoi Zaysim, the Chutch of Batik Beinayin, Rowan Koshin in the Yantel Chut, Bintol Nimol Chayav Levar, Fimla Ben Chayav Levar, Amarulo, Maron El Bavar, Reo Babayas, Chayav Levar, my timer, Zimin the Kunish to Benafel Gabi Adodi. On Shabbat, bias Halia, bias Aksadra, take it. That's the sugi. So lot of quite a swallow. We read a whole Amud Gemara. We had, if you recall, you probably consult your notes, a whole chart, what the Gemara means. And I had mine. I don't know where I put my version. I don't see mine, but I had one. What does the Gemara mean over here? Rashi learns. Let's start with Rashi. Khan Bamakam Lisha Kanshalov. We had it on the board. I mean, somebody must have copied it, some of you. Right? Khan Bamakam Lisha Kanshalov, Makam Lisha. Rashi learned there was a total of, he tried to be Marvish Shalom Bolov. There's no Machlokas Lishna Kamal Lishna Basra. Now I'm making Shalom. There's three categories. Lishna Basra was referring to A and B. Lishna Kamal was referring to B and C. If you check your chart, you'll see how it works out. There's no Machlokas Lishna Marvish Shalom Bolov. What does it come out? Comes out the what? No. There's one case in which Rashi explains over here, it's a long Rashi. 6th line. Close Havai Tanoi. Safa Yona. 6th line of Rashi was talking about. Safa Yona, I feel the promise because I is over. Shulayim afilu kazayis ain over. Defanos kazayis over. Poros mikazayis ain't over. Thank you, man. Klal Rashi gave you a summary of the sugya. Can we do better than the master? Rashi gave it the whole sugya in one line. It's Rashi sheet. The whole sugya in one line. Fine. It's Rashi sheet. The Baal Amor agrees with Rashi, with one exception. His kazayas, you always have to get rid of. Always, absolutely always. Why? I Rashi calls the close of Tavayo Tanoi. That what? Shulayim afilu kazayas ain't over. Says the Baal Amor, that's true. That's Rashi's right of Pshat Nesugya. But don't forget the Machlokas Rashi and Lodom Tarakam. The Baal Amor makes that one emendation. That Rashi's Pshat is correct in the Sugya. But since you're almost, we pass like a Tanakama. Kazayas, you always have to get rid of. Otherwise, exactly the same as Rashi. See, I have Rashi and the Baal Amor saying the same pshat in the Gemara, but the question how to pass if you have a kazayas. Can there ever be a kazayas that you don't have to get rid of? Rashi says, yes, why not? The Baal Amor says, no. It's a machlokas, says, Shimon loves a Tanakama. We pass from the Chum and the Tanakama. Can't be. This is Shita's Rashi with the Baal Amor's emendation. Now we have the Rif. The Rif is an old, give me the old time machlokas. Don't try to pay everything over. The machlokas at Lishna Kama, Lishna Basra. And the Rif paskins, Rabosai, Lechumra, as the Gemara said, Lechumra. You always have to get rid of kazayas. Always. And you have to get rid of a half a kazayas when it's not also lechazek esharava. Right? Let's put esharava. When you have to, when can you keep it? Pavas mikazayis the osu lechazik. Higher than the timusa. Look at the chart. It's less mikazayis and osu lechazik. Then and only then is there no obligation to burn it. To burn it. This is the Rif sheet. This is the Rif sheet. So it's the machlokas again. The machlokas part of the simple sheet of all. Rabbeinu Chananel learns no. That Abaye holds is no machlokas, lishnakama lishnabasra again. Lishnakama is referring to Eino Mokom Lisha. If Eino Mokom Lisha, says Rabbeinu Chananel, you don't have to get rid of it unless it's a kazayitz and Eino also the chazik. Lishnabasra is talking about what? Mokom Lisha. There, if I carry small chomer, you have to get rid of it. Again, according to Rashi, Mokom Lisha was more kal than chomer. It's chazer. Was more kal because Mokom Lisha was more part of the kneading process needed to be reinforced to clean. Then we were more makel. According to Rabbi Nachananel, Mokom Lisha is more chomer. Why is it more chomer? So they say osu lishor. It's going to come out again. It's not so buckle. Tosis goes like Rabbeinu Chananel, but they seem to learn Pshat a while. That's referring to a case where you're actually needing, not because you have to get rid of it, because you're needing to know they're on Pesach, Posh Pshat. And you're afraid of the comments coming out. Or to say Tosis never meant it, couldn't possibly have meant it, it's an impossibility. So you have now Tosis which goes like the Rabbeinu Chananel, except in terms of Pshat and Sugya, the Mokom Lisha is Mokomer, but he seems to be worried about the actual kneading of the dough as opposed to just not burning it or not burning it. So again we have like yesterday shiur, reminds me. Yesterday shiur we had three pairs and a single. Today we have two pairs and a single. Who are the two pairs? Rashi with the Baal Amor, who say exactly the same thing, it's possible differently in terms of what. It's gonna ever be a kazayis that's gonna be you want to get rid of. Rashi says yes, and the Baal Amor is possible away. We say no. The next pair, Rabosai, is the Rach with Tosfos. They all say again the same thing. There's no Machlokas Shabbos Shabbos and the Maskona. They all agree that the Mokom Lisha is more Chomer for Ketron Rashi. But why is it more Chomer? According to the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Ramban explains, it may wash away, so it's less bottle. And according to Tosfos, you want it to come out into your actual dough. Shar Macholas Asuris, Pashim Shah. So we have these, and then the Rif goes, no, the Macholas. The Macholas at Tanara, don't try to make nice kind of completion. Forget about that. Forget about Abayah Shita. We pass on Alokha, the Macholas, the Kamal, the Shabbat, we follow the Chorim. Finished. Those are the five Shitas that exist in this world. Yes, the Noah.
When we say Kizai, we say that.
Of course they can be separate. Two separate considerations. That's the machlokas, the first lashon and the second lashon. The pashim shan de gemara. And the rib passes the chumra. It's only the rov rishonim who say, or many rishonim say, there's no machlokas. So the gemara says, bokal nisha, shalom bokal nisha. What the Gemara meant to say was to make Shalom between the two Lashonis. Rashi, his way with the Balamor, on the Machlokas had a Paskin. And then Rabbi Nachmanan, his way, which Tosfos accepts, to get a Machlokas, what are the facts, which is B or even Achilu. But until now, Rabbi Osai was saying, that Chazi Zayis Tzorach Levar. Poshim Shalom the Gemara? Yes.
What's the Balamor saying?
The same exact as Rashi. You saw Rashi's Klal of the Milsa?
Yeah.
The Balamor is exactly from with one exception. When Rashi said in the Klal of the Milsa, Rashi says, Shulayim afilu kazayis eino over, that's wrong, he says. That's according to the Tanakh, the Rashi ben Elazar. That you can have what he calls what? Kupasov al Shir to the Yeshiva, Betela. See, it was Batel in the Areva. But according to you pass like Tanakh, like the Rashi ben Elazar, like Tanakhama, it can never be but unless it's tough petit, which we'll discuss later what that means. Then comes the law of the Parisian. Who's that, Josh? Rabbi Yechiel Paris. Yeah. Rabbi Yechiel Paris says, no, that which you are asking less than Kazayis is not true. There's a certain problem that Rashi has that Tosfos raises in the Ramban gives an answer, which I can't go into every problem now, it's impossible. Look at your notes, you'll see it. I mean, Echilim Paris answers the question by saying this, we don't mean to aser chatzi zayis. No, all we mean to say that under certain conditions, many chatzi zayisim am betzuraf yachtov. Chatzi zayis man zachar shemei, it's never really so chatzi zayis. All that we meant to say was that even if many little chatzizes, they all combine to the Yisrish Kashir Kazayis, then Tzorach Levar. So as it happens, Rabbeinu Yechimi Paris is going to Kishitas Rashi. And he's answering Tzorach's Kashir against Rashi by saying, as you saw, that touches a Kazayis. It's many partial Zayis, chatzizes. The Gra applies the Rimi Paris to the other Shitas too. There's Tos to be like the Rimi Paris. He said the Rif to be like the Rimi Paris. And I'll answer the Balamor. I'll add my own. The Balamor to be like the Rimi Paris. Who else? And the Rav to be like the Rimi Paris. So Lanias Daidi, there are five basic Shitas in the Sugya. We had Rashi, Balamor, one group. Then we had Tos and the Rav, another group. And then the Rif, the third group. By himself. Each of those could be a pender of an Echili Paris. Saying that whenever we ask is less than Kazayas, which we each and every one Shita, doesn't mean less than Kazayas by itself. It means many have Zayas. So I like to say it's Hamish Shita there, Chamesh Shehein Eser. You have in the Mishnah Shtayim Shehein Arba, right? Chamesh Shehein Eser, it's five. But Rabbi Echili Paris turns everything on its head. So whenever you have a Chazi Zayas, don't take it literally Chazi Zayas. No. What we really mean is that many Chazi Zayas. It's a different approach completely, but it really builds on the previous sheets. Now we have a very major dispute, halacha lemaisa, between Gedolei Olam Mamish, Mamish Gedolei Olam. The Vilna Gaon was a big fan of Rabbi Chilmi Paris. He liked the sheet very much. He explained it. It's the use of Allah Kashis. It's not half the rest by itself. It's nothing. He's a theory of many faith in the Gemara, so they're going to come together as a problem. Only when, and they quote to Yerushalmi, only Batzek Lach comes together. Many little pieces of dough can make one big ball of dough, as opposed to many little crumbs will never make one big blob. All this is in the Gemara, the big fan of the of the Rabbi Chilik, that he said, you know, Vaita. This will explain the Gemara about Bovam and Beis. A Gemara we learned months and months ago. But the Gemara is about Pirurim. Pirurim is nothing. Pirurim is garnished. Why is Pirurim garnished? What Pirurim? Pirurim is Pachos Mikazayas. Our Gemara said that Pachos Mikazayas is very meaningful in many situations. I don't know if this is the back of the hand. Pirurim, nothing. What do you mean it's nothing? The whole sugi about it over here. Says the Gemara, no, it's nothing. It's nothing by itself. Our sugi is talking about what? Many Pirurim coming together. But the Glafgor. But stop, Pirurim is nothing. Just a little bit of Pirurim, less than Kazayas, or even more than the Kazayas, some call, it's never going to come together because it's not wet. Then it's nothing. So the Gemara invoked the Gemara d'Avram as a proof to Rabbi Chilki Paris. This provoked the anger of the Chazanish. Chazanish said that the Gemara mixed up two things. He's very strongly against this whole approach. Very strong. Chazanish says, the Gemara, the Avavam and Beis, is completely unrelated to our Gemara. The Gemara, the Avavam and Beis, says, Avod et Tzor Shivata. Why? Correct the Gemara, why is it Mevata? Ile, Mishim, Peruim. Nah, a bottle by itself. So the Gemara, the Avavam and Tzor Shivata, is Bittul Chavetz. You already did it, Bidiga. What our Gemara is talking about, Chavetz? Our Gemara talks about Hilchos what? Fear of Chametz. But there's, but the, what does it say? What does the Mishnah say? But the Mishnah says, Kareh Lachai Levai, Kareh Levai, no? That's not the Mishnah. But the Mishnah says, Kareh Levai, Kareh Levai, Kareh Levai. Our Mishnah talks about Hilchos Fear of Chametz. We call Bedik of Fear of Chametz. Where's it? What I want to come out of Hilchos Bittul Chametz. Below Karab Shel Zeh. Purim, there is a theme of Bedikas Chametz and Beer Chametz. Says Chazanish, as we know, Halacha Lamaisa, he printed that he did it. Even for you, even Svarim. You have Svarim, which may have little crumbs, somewhere in the middle of the Sefer. The Chazanish, you can't use the Sefer on Pesach unless you actually do a Bedik on it. And if not, you got to sell it to the guard and put a Mechitza in front of the bookcase. That's what the Chazanish did in his house. Would Reverend Chazanish be required to stoop down and pick up every single crumb off the floor? That we're not sure of. Even we said that even if you say that Pirurim are Asur, but if it's Mituna Fas, you saw the Hagos Maimini, he quoted me in the Shibura for the moment, I'm wrong. If Mituna Fas is a little bit dirty, then Pirurim are considered Basim. Yes? Nothing after Bidikah and beer, there's no need to do bittle if you can't see it. What are you afraid about? Afraid if you missed a few crumbs, it's a big deal. Bottle of Mayhalo. But if you can see it, you rattle up the burner. Yes? No. He would not have given Paris. And he thinks that the Kirin Paris is a very nice sheet, a beautiful. Has nothing to do with that love. The garage, that'll do. The garage, oh, I'm feeling Paris, great! He takes care of that book. What the fuck is a different issue, completely unrelated. So I must tell you that in our analysis, that, you know, Chazanish, he bowls you over. The doctor of Akkadish, he bowls you over. How can you argue with him? But in my analysis, I realized one thing, that they reshared it like they're going to go. I found the Maram Palava says the Beirut and Avav. He compares the Sugid Avav to the Sugid Afred Hey with this Mahalach of the Rishon with Batzik Lach Mamash of the Shaykh Rav. They don't even use Mahalach to a Rishon. He wasn't printed in his day. His Rav was a Rishon. She was Mahalach of the Maram Palava. He didn't have it. Not just he's cringing with the Rav. He's already started with the Rishon. That's the way that's so easy. He's not going to start up with the Rishon. They didn't have it, you know, it didn't have it in his day.
Wait,
the Gemara is
the one saying that it's the only problem is Lach?
Right, well, Rishonim, he talks about being Lach. But the Chazanish tries to explain away the Rishonim, it's a different kind of a din, it's nothing to do with the question whether you have to do of the deaconate on his first house. Kifigolik, he doesn't like his sushta, his comparison to the Gemara, not Meme, with the Gemara not above. That's what he resists primarily. And then the Chazish Paskin, you have to go check the Svarim. Yeah. So again, I want to give our response to the Chazanish's kindness. It's very sharp and kindness. So we thought like this. The Chazanish is right in principle. In principle he's right. In principle he's right. Hey, you have chametz there. Well, you have to do beer, but he gets a beer chametz. Why not? Less than Chazayas, so what? Who cares less than Chazayas? So I thought the pshat was like this, Rebbe Ossai. In principle he's right. Us. The reason why a potter is that it's bottle mitoras home. It's bottle mitoras home. And further, the Gro held at that same Gemara that above implies there's no need for a bedika for peruvin. Because the Gemara is above the Gemara of Shivatel. Why? Gilem Mishim peruvin, but bottle me'elo. Wait a minute. What peruvin? He's trying to do a bedikah, let's get rid of the peruvin. To the end, the Gemara is assuming implicitly that there's no need to get rid of the peruvin because there's a peruvin lying around. There's no key of bedikah and peruvin, that's implicit in the Gemara that I'm on the base. Apparently this doesn't have a shame ochel. How can it be no shame ochel? If it's stuck in a bun-kneading trough, I understand. Tuch betit, I understand. If it's even on the ground, maybe you can understand it's like also the chazek, maybe. But stop, crumbs? I think the answer is follows. On a doraisa level, I think you're right, it'd be too much of a finish. But we're dealing on the rabbanon, though. Let's not forget we learned the first day of this month. Now also by the last day of the last month, next to the last month, right? But officially. But the very first day we learned the doraisa, the vidl beyond the sagi. First day, Elul. So the whole path of Bedikah be a chomsim for a person who did a bitlus with the Rabbanon. So on the Rabbanon level, they said, if it's Piruim, we don't consider chomsim to be Avashem Ochel with respect to the chiyuv of Bedikah be a chomsim. That's pshat. What in fact is a din la'alochel of Isa? Hard to say, the Mechab of the Stira. The Mishnah Berurah, the answer, steer the Mechaba, they don't like Rabbi Chilmi Paris, which would be like the Shita Tagra. The Messiah Zayek is no problem, there's no Chiva Bedikah Bika Chomet. Or did he hold the other way around? And he says both. It's very hard to tell. So we went when we said, well, let's look at Ilchus Bedikah's Chomet. Let's look there. Not in Tuf. Anyways, what's that? Simon Tuf, Mem Beis, right? That's where we're still in the same Simon, right? A whole Chazor in one Simon Tuf, Mem Beis. Let's not look at Mem Beis. Let's go look back at the Tuf Lamed, in the early Tuf Lamed, and we learn about Ilchus Bedikah's Chomet. Let's see what it says. Does it say it's a Chiyuv to check the Les Kefayas or not? So the close that I found in the Mishnah Berurah proper was the Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva quotes the Simon Tuf Lamed base of Kotten Zion, is Sarah MS, who says he's psisim, the minig of putting out the crumbs before the Bedikah, make sure the crumbs are less than Kazayas. And then he said, if you're missing one of them, so I don't have to go look for it again. Which of course I'll tell you. It's a precautionary measure. Put out less than Kazayas. In case you're missing one, you don't have to do a bidika. Why not? Apparently, he's of the opinion that less than Kazayas, and I'm okay to do a bidika. That's exactly what the book of Bill Nagon said. Against Chazanish. It's a very important machlokas. And now that we've discussed this very important machlokas, halachal of Maiseh, in terms of whether you're clear to do a bechir of bidika, is there a chir of bidika beer on Torah's Nikazayas, Nachmir of Peruvim, and we saw that the Rishonim of Mashma, like Shita Sagra, based upon the Maram Kalam, seems to say that way. As others will sketch him, but it's going to be Parim question. I don't know an abstract question, which relates to this, indirectly. is the Baal Yiroh Baal Yimotzim is a rice of a Chatzi Shir. Or that of a Klal Gadol Bede, what's it called? Chatzi Shir Osur Min HaTorah. That din of Chatzi Shir Osur Min HaTorah apply to the Issa the rice of Baal Yiroh Baal Yimotzim. That's what I want to know. So, I mean, the Chazan Ish, of course, what do you get, what are you going to say? Yeah, why not? Steve Sarishanov, he says, why not? It has an impact a little bit on his whole sheet that's being more mafra than Pirur. Even though we talk about you have to bindle, but still, he's up some mafra in that sugi. However, let's say differently. I believe that Rabbi Yosef, I believe, says, most poskim say there's no chatzi shir. Question: how you count the poskim? There's most poskim. Rova poskim, he says,